Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
So today is the first full, not the first full day. Tomorrow will be the first full day, but autumn just struck a short while ago. So it is autumn in Chicago and wherever, I guess the line has moved all the way across to the West Coast now. Everybody's in autumn now, which makes it Stonehenge Day or Chicagohenge Day. And I don't know anything about this, but I saw that photographer Barry Butler tweet about it the other day, and we called him up to answer a couple questions for us. Hi, Barry. How are you? Welcome back.
Good. Good morning, and happy autumn.
I want to conclude this conversation by telling people to get your book for Christmas. It is the best picture book of Chicago I have ever seen. It's one of the best picture books I've ever seen. Your work is magnificent. You know, I feel very strongly about that. And I think particularly during a pandemic where we're all cooped up, we haven't traveled as much as we'd like, if you want to remember how beautiful this city is, get Barry Butler's book for Christmas. It's delightful.
John, those words meant a lot to me. Thank you. That was very kind of you to say that.
I hope it does mean a lot to you. I hope people buy your book.
Yeah,
by the way, when I go online to search for it, what do I type in, Barry?
BarryButlerPhotography.com. That's the easy way to get there.
And you can buy the book there?
Yep. And I have my calendar that's out. That sells out every year, so that just went on sale, and those will be shipping out soon. So, things are good. And people... You know, you touched on something. People are looking for happiness, and you know, whether it's my book or the calendar or going out tonight and looking at the sun directly west, these are little things that bring a little enjoyment, I think, to our crazy days these days.
What time's the sun come up now? About 10 to 7 o'clock, something like that.
6:40-ish is when it's been up in the morning, and then tonight it will go down at 6:45.
I think we got some of that smog from the fires out west, and the sunrise this morning, this beautiful big orange glow with little wisps of gray struck across it. It was just such a magnificent sunrise this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. The last two nights, the wildfire smoke has been pretty thick. I think it's going to be a little bit lighter tonight, so we'll still have an interesting looking sunset. We won't have like the flares of light probably going all over the place, which we typically have when it comes to sunset. But we'll probably have a red orange cloud tonight, thanks to the wildfire smoke.
Yeah, thank you very little. Barry Butler's on a phone line. That's BarryButlerPhotography.com. You will thank me if you haven't already started to follow him. Okay, so what's this Chicagohenge thing? And if I got my phone out and I want to get a good picture, Barry, of what's sort of happening, give me some tips after this. They're calling it Chicagohenge Day. Photographer Barry Butler's on a phone line. Have we always called September 22nd Chicagohenge Day, Barry? This is a new one for me.
This has crept up in probably the last 3 or 4 years. What's funny is that I would shoot this where the sun is setting or rising directly east or west, and you know, I just thought it was kind of cool. And then the past few years, that name has come up, and so it's always, you know, this event has happened obviously forever.
Yeah.
But it now has a name to it, and I think a lot of it has to do with the Instagrams and things like that. So yeah. It now has a name, and it was stolen also off of Manhattan Henge, which their streets align with the winter solstice, which is actually more Stonehenge like. This is really not a Stonehenge-y type of thing, with the fact that it's east-west and with the equinox.
Well, so that's what it is. Twice a year you have this kind of alignment, and if nothing else, is the sun shining directly down the east-west corridors of Chicago. So I guess that presents some interesting photographic opportunities. Any tips for people if they're taking cameras of the building, sunrise, sunset, whatever, the next couple days?
Yeah, so I mean, it's kind of cooler downtown because of the fact you have the building. So it looks like, you know, you're looking through a canyon. So, but you can see it obviously anywhere. So if you're in the suburbs and, you know, maybe there's a bunch of trees that kind of create a tunnel, and here's the sun, you know, coming directly, you know, through it. That's kind of cool. But, you know, Randolph, Washington, Monroe, Madison, you know, any of those streets, you know, you can, you know, take a look. As a matter of fact, you know, go to a restaurant and have some beer and watch the, you know, the sunset's kind of neat, actually, right now. You know, then as far as a camera or if you're going to use a smartphone, let's start with the smartphone because most people have something like that. You know, take your screen. Obviously, you're looking at it, and most of us now we're able to kind of touch it directly where the sun is, because then it's going to expose for the sun. Otherwise, your shot from your phone is going to be completely overexposed. And then if you have one of those cameras with the interchangeable lenses, my recommendation is to get a long lens, because then you can kind of create a compressed look with the buildings and the sun coming through. It's really a neat effect. And quite honestly, if you're not into photography, it's a kind of a fun thing to watch. And well, it's only like 10 minutes.
Every time there's been a big moon or a beautiful sunrise or sunset and I take a picture, it's just a little dot. And if I zoom in, then I get a big dot, but I'm never able to capture the size of the sun as it appears in the locale, you know?
Right. Well, and that's where a longer lens kind of makes it look bigger than the smartphones, because the smartphone is a very wide angle lens, and quite honestly, they're really not made to handle that type of exposure. They're, you know, just the everyday exposures, but still, it's, you know, you're capturing a memory that.
What about this?
You know,
the pictures you take. Barry Butler's on a phone line. I'm going to let you go. BarryButlerPhotography.com. You're not using your phone. You're using a good camera, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, on a tripod, the whole thing.
Yeah, and if I were going to spend a couple hundred dollars on maybe an SLR digital, can I do that? I mean, what?
Yeah.
Give me a price point and a brand name that you would say, here's a good way to capture the world other than your phone.
Sure. I use Nikon, but Nikon, Canon, or Sony, you're fine. And you probably could spend $500 and you'll be in good shape.
And should I look for a digital SLR? I can get one of those, single lens reflex?
Yeah, right. Or a mirrorless camera, either one of those.
Yeah, right. Okay, good to know. Hey, listen, the book is beautiful. The photographs are untouched. He's not coloring them with filters or photoshopping in the colors. That's still hard for me to believe, but I do believe but I do believe it. I trust you, and I know that none of us can do what Barry Butler does so well. He's got the eye, and he knows where to be. BarryButlerPhotography.com. It's a beautiful book. Okay, thanks for the tips today, Barry. You stay well.
Thanks for everything, and enjoy tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. It's the first day of fall, and so you're going to get some interesting alignments of the sun and the buildings and the trees and whatnot. Tribune has a story about viewing Chicago Henge and how it works.